Hello, hello. What is up, guys? Eman from Peso Smart Beach here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about PLDT's US class action lawsuits. So before we get started, just a friendly reminder that this video is not financial advice. So you have to do your own research and do your own due diligence before investing in any kind of asset or buying any kind of asset, whether that's crypto, stocks, or again, any kind of asset. So let's get started. So this was published on Feb 10. So this was over the weekend, last week. So PLDT MVP slapped with US class action lawsuits. Then another headline, Manuel V. Pangilinan or MVP, PLDT XX face class action lawsuit in US. So ito yung content ng article. PLDT and its top executives including Manuel V. Pangilinan are facing class action lawsuits in the United States arising from the 48 billion peso budget mess, which disgruntled investors blame for the drop in the telco giant share prices that in turn caused trading losses. So right now, hindi naman siya nag-free fall, no, but it's still going down. It's on a Wednesday today here in the Philippines, so nasa 1,313 pesos per share yung current market price or current price or current stock prices ng PLDT. In a document obtained by the Inquirer, investor Sophia Olson filed on behalf of other plaintiffs, which can be hundreds if not thousands, the case in the U.S. District Court, Central District of California this week. Then Olson and the other investors who purchased PLDT securities between January 1, 2019 and December 19, 2022 referred to as the class period or time when the alleged crime transpired are represented by the Rosen Law Firm. Law firms Bernstein Liebhardt LLP and Robbins LLP likewise filed class action lawsuits according to their separate notices. Then the plaintiffs, led by Olson, are demanding compensation for damages the defendants allegedly caused upon them due to violations of federal securities law, which have yet to be proven. So, one thing that I noticed here that's kind of weird is they bought PLDT securities back in 2019 up until December 2022. But the price action of PLDT, so this is PHI, because this was a stock that was traded in NYSE or the New York Stock Exchange, and it didn't really go down from like January 1 up until like the end of 2022. So if you take a look, if you bought around January 2019 and then you compare the prices now, you're still up 11.34%. Unless you bought like at the top nung around May, June, July 2022, and then you compare the prices now, then doggy ka. So you're down around 35% or even lower now kasi mas mababa na yung price na PLDT. But yeah, I mean, they just wanted to be, I think they just want a payday and they want to take advantage of the situation that's happening with PLDT. I'm not defending PLDT. They caused this upon themselves. They cast this upon themselves, and they should have been like more responsible with their capex, with capital expenditure, with the budgeting. So yeah, they have to clear up that mess. So ito yung naging effect kumbaga nung aberya na yan. And then the plaintiffs noted that press releases related to capital expenditure and other spending during the four-year class period did not include the budget snafu until December last year. The court filing cited numerous reports from 2019 to 2022 to back the claim. And on December 16, 2022, PLDT disclosed that it had incurred billions worth of budget overrun from 2019 up to last year due to overorders related to rollout of 5G and wireless services, among others. The adoption of the fast speed technology did not take off as expected, as shown by the low 5G penetration in the market. Tapangilian Led Telco explained earlier. And since the budget debacle has emerged, PLDT said it has been conducting an investigation to get to the bottom of the issue. But it had stressed that no fraudulent activities were uncovered so far. The telco player is negotiating with vendors to slash their obligations, in addition to seeking for payment deferral to mitigate the impact of the overspending on their bottom line. And then PLDT is also set to scale down its capital outlays this year. In 2022, it earmarked 85 billion pesos in capital expenditure. The Pangilinan-led company previously announced plans to borrow about 35 billion pesos to 45 billion pesos in the next 2 years to fund its capex, its dividends, and general corporate matters. So let's explain that. You can actually borrow money or borrow capital for you to continue paying the dividends. So that's what big companies has done previously, and they're continuously doing it. So when retained earnings are low, a corporation may borrow money to pay a cash dividend when the company's retained earnings in a given year do not support the dividend payment. So if mag-miss kasi or mag-cancel ng dividends yung isang company, then yung effect nun is magpa-plummet yung stock prices. And kung meron silang magandang history ng dividend payments. This may be because the dividend payment exceeds the company's retained earnings, or because although the retained earnings are greater than the dividend payment, the company wants to retain earnings for other purposes. A company may borrow money to pay a dividend if it has regularly paid dividends, as what I've said earlier in the past, and the executives and board of directors determine that foregoing the dividend sends a negative signal about future cash flows. Paying the dividend with borrowed funds, they may believe, signals their confidence that future cash flows will pay off the loan and support a continuing dividend stream. So you have to be aware of this as well. So for example, last 5 years, like, umuutang lang isang company to pay off the dividends, and that's not really a good sign. So you have to be aware of these things. Kahit na malaking company pa, di ba? PLDT, it's one of the biggest companies here in the Philippines. It's being traded even in the New York Stock Exchange. So you have to be aware of this. But in my honest opinion, like, the price action now, and if it continues going lower, if it continues plummeting in prices, then I'm gonna scoop up some more. Kasi dito sa 1,300 range siya to. Nag-DCA na ulit ako or nag-PCA na ulit ako. Nag-peso cost average na ulit ako. And I scooped up more stocks of PLDT. Because I believe that they will recover from this. And business as usual after probably settling this case. But I'm not really an expert in that field. So we'll just have to wait and see kung ano mangyayari. And aside from Pangilinan, other defendants named in the lawsuit were Alfredo Panlilio, Annabel Chua, Marilyn Victor Aquino, Abner Tito Alberto, Hill Samson Garcia, Maria Lourdes, Rosa Chan, Florentino Mabasa Jr., and Cheryl Cabal Revilla. Were four. Plaintiff pays for awarding damages in favor of plaintiff and the other class members against all defendants jointly and severally, together with interest thereon, the complaint read. It also urged the court to award the plaintiffs reasonable costs and expenses incurred in the legal action, including counsel fees and expert fees. And then from Global Newswire, Brigger, Eagle, and Squire, PC reminds investors that class action lawsuits have been filed against Invivid, Honda, Alliance, and PLDT, and encourages investors to contact the firm. So, and according to the complaint, the company made false and misleading statements to the market. PLDT suffered from capital spending budget overruns. The company failed to properly manage weaknesses that resulted in budget overruns. Based on these facts, company's public statements were false and materially misleading throughout the class period. When the market learned the truth about PLDT, investors suffered damages. Then If we take a look at PSE Edge and punta kayo dun sa company disclosures, click on clarification of news reports. This was posted or published noong Feb 10, so last week as well. So, pagka kinlik nyo yun, mapupunta kayo dito, magkakaroon ng pop-up, and then scroll down lang kayo or like i-download nyo yung attachment. Then, as you can see here, they said that they don't have like the documents yet. So, please be informed that the company has not been served with documents mentioned in the Inquirer.net news article in relation to the alleged class action suits. The company does not have any information to verify or deny the statements in the news article, and it is company policy not to comment on impending or pending litigation. So yeah, we're gonna stay on top of this and I'll update you guys kapag nagkaroon na ng panibagong, well, update or news about this developing case sa PLDT. So, yung sources natin, we have Unsplash, Inquirer, GMA News, Global Newswire, and Small Business, or yung Cron. I think that's all. So, yun. Let's end the episode here, guys. Sana may natutunan kayo. And if mabot kayo at the end of this episode, thank you very much. I appreciate you. You can connect with me or contact me sa mga social media platforms ko. I'm on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, at MNPSPH. And yeah, if you like the content, then please subscribe to my channel and share it with your friends and your family. Para mas marami pa tayong ma-reach, no? Na gustong matuto mag-invest. And yep, that's gonna be it for this episode. Thanks guys for watching. I'll see you all in the next episode. Always remember, be best smart.